This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've seen it. If you really know your wife, if you really know your husband, there was one that said, how well do you know your husband? What's his handicap? So I sent it to my wife, and her answer was 4. Wow. That's what I said.
Jeremy White.
But here's the thing. I ended up with a win either way. She guessed I'm a 4. I am not a 4. But she said, I Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, which means she thinks I'm a good golfer. So I'll take that win.
And Joe DiBiase.
But now she knows that she's wrong.
Well, she doesn't have
from
the right...
From her Google search standard, you now have to tell her that I am actually indeed not a good golfer.
I'm not a 4.
She knew what the range of numbers is in the first place, like what it means. Like she would know a low number is better than a high number for this.
That's a good question. She just Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, and then
she
responded
said that's got to be the number.
4.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
A new week begins. Big time drama over the weekend. Games 7, all that good stuff. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. 70 today, shorts report. I went shorts.
No, I went short sleeves, but I didn't go shorts, no. I'm sure I'll change into shorts later today once it gets up to around 70.
Josh? This is my first time I'm able to wear shorts in the last 3 days because hiking is not recommended for that.
Right.
And the weather was not good at all.
You were looking for long pants for protection from the elements.
Rain pants probably even?
It wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered?
It was a washout.
Oh, interesting.
It was...
He went backpacking. We'll get the recap on that. Owen put the pads on for the first time in forever.
Is he wearing the pads right now?
I should have worn them in.
You should have worn the pads in.
You played for Josh's hockey team in prep for the 11-day power play. Were you wheeled in here on a dolly? Were you able to walk in?
I had to barrel roll up the stairs, which I didn't know was possible. But, you know, we got in here.
Nice. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Here we go. Jeremy and Joe. Did you watch a bunch of hockey over the weekend? Did you watch Winnipeg-St. Louis? Because that was the dramatic stuff, right?
It was awesome.
Juicy.
It was awesome. Confession to make. 3-1 with like 2.5 minutes left. I might have turned the basketball game on. And barely got in time to realize that they were down 1. Yeah. And I just saw the last goal.
So that's
which was awesome. And then the reaction was awesome. And I would have been very mad if I had missed the 1 second. But
that's 2 game sevens this weekend where a team trailing by 2 at home won.
Yeah.
Because Dallas did it also.
Yeah. More time for them.
Sure. But they're down 2 goals in the third.
Yeah, and Rantanen scoring for them against the team that, you know, didn't want to pay him and got traded earlier in the offseason. He ends their year.
Yeah, all-time revenge game, the new standard in revenge games.
Yep.
So, yeah, incredible scenes.
The Winnipeg one, though, is just like, how could you watch that and not just be so jealous? Like, of that, of the, of moments like that. That is, I mean, they probably aren't going to win the cup this year. I mean, Hellebuck looks like there's no chance he'll get them through three more rounds right now. We could talk about him. But if you're a Winnipeg fan, like, that night is going to be ingrained in your brain for the rest of your life as one of the greatest moments of your life. That's why you want a team back. They wanted a team back for 20 years, and that's probably the best night they've ever had as a Winnipeg Jets fan.
It is one of those nights where you have an all-time moment for your franchise, and you might get knocked out in the next round, but that's kind of the point about how it doesn't really matter. It gets back to the question last week when Chopin Bulldog asked, are you more frustrated or grateful? Like, nights like that are the whole reason you're good.
Yeah.
You might not win the cup, but now, were you at the game where they scored with 1.6 to go in the in Game 7 at home? The Sabres have only played in how many games? Or sorry, they've only won. They've won Game 7.
They've won one Game 7, I believe.
And they've not played in very many Game 7s. Of course, they lost to Philadelphia in the last one they played.
Yeah. I believe they have...
There's, Carolina.
Wikipedia actually has this broken down by team and by record for all time. The Sabres' record is 1-6 in Game 7s.
Only 7 Game 7s in franchise history.
Right, so Winnipeg 2... I should say, passed the Sabres yesterday in Game 7 wins.
Yeah.
This is the second iteration of the Jets. Yeah, and they weren't even existent. They were the Atlanta Thrashers.
For a long time.
The last time we had a playoff game. But I just, the scene and the crowd, especially like outside the arena, I did say to, I had a buddy in one of my group chats text, that's one of the greatest goals in playoff history. Like, NHL playoff history, that's one of the greatest goals ever. It's the latest Game 7 game-tying goal ever. And my response was, they've got to win it. If they don't win this game, then no one will ever remember it. And my evidence was, because he did not know this he did not remember this goal.
Like, I know what you're going to say.
Do you remember Briere against Ottawa in Game 2?
Game 2 against Ottawa, yeah.
He's like, what? And I put the video clip in there, and I had a couple of friends like, I didn't even know that goal existed.
Yeah. How?
And
five
everyone's going nuts.
5 seconds left?
5.6 seconds.
5.6 seconds left, Briere against Ottawa Game 2.
To tie it.
And they lost on a Joe Corvo shot from the point or something.
Right.
Or that might have been Game 1, because they lost.
No, I don't even remember.
They lost all the games by a goal.
Right.
It was like the opposite of the series from the year before.
Right. So like, I'm like, they got to win it. And then they won it.
Well, good.
Double overtime. So now I think maybe you could say it. It's one of the greatest NHL playoff goals ever. It was the latest Game 7 tire ever.
Pretty great for Winnipeg. Double overtime. I mean, there's sudden death hockey in terms of how intense and nervous you could be. And then there's sudden death hockey when your goalie is a head case. And they made it through two into a second overtime with Hellebuck, who has been, how can you say it as kindly as you possibly could? His goals saved under expected. I didn't even say above expected because it's such a minus. He has given up 10 more goals than he should in one series.
They should have won this in five.
Money Puck has it at a minus 10.
That's unbelievable.
Goals saved above expected for Hellebuck.
I mean, he is the rare multi-Vezina winner that I was expecting to let a softy in when you got to overtime.
Yes.
I was expecting that game to end after coming back to tie it. Like, I think you texted this in our group chat. Like, just giving that tying goal was just to give him an opportunity to let in an easy one. He didn't. He got through.
I feel great for him because, I mean, they didn't lose a first round series as one of the best teams in hockey because of him. They win. They win in seven and they survive. And, you know, maybe don't let him get hot. His save percentage in the playoffs, .815.
That was going into Game 7. ESPN just put it on the thing.
And sure enough, he gives up too early, and it's, get him out. You got to pull him.
Yeah.
They didn't, which is kind of incredible. What is he doing? I don't know.
He's floundering around on the first one. The second one, which we're watching right now on the highlight, it's just a wrist shot from
far away.
Yeah.
I had the thought, and I didn't tweet this because I didn't want people to think I was taking a shot at hockey, but the thought it was, if hockey were a bigger sport in our country, Hellebuck would be nonstop conversation. Like,
oh, yeah.
Can you imagine an NBA player? LeBron goes to the playoffs, and that's not even that far off because Hellebuck's the best goaltender. So,
right.
Whatever. Curry goes to the playoffs and is 0 for 30 from 3.
Yeah.
Just which he's had bad games, even that doesn't drive home exactly what has happened.
Yeah, no, because this would be bad series on top of bad seasons in the playoffs.
Yes.
Stacked up on each other. Oh, it would be leading. It would be half of First Take every morning for the last week if hockey was a bigger sport. Hellebuck.
Yeah,
it'd be Rory.
Yeah, but Rory has won other things.
He's won the Vezina. And he's won regular season titles and division titles.
Because Rory, when he would lose majors, would lose by a goal or whatever, lose by a shot.
Yeah.
So it'd be a save percentage, which is still good, but he loses in the end. 8-15. Is go to the ECHL. Go, sorry, bud, you're cut.
Yeah, you're not good enough for the AHL.
No, like 8-15.
Yeah.
Man, Owen, watching Hellebuck last night, come on, I mean, it's uncomfortable to watch the Winnipeg Jets when they're doing that.
Yeah, it's... I talked to you about this yesterday, and I've been laying awake at night thinking about this. Like, look, he is such a force in the regular season, and it all just disappears for him in the playoffs. It's some sort of mental block. I texted in our group chat last night. It's the closest thing I've ever seen to the yips in hockey.
Yeah.
It really is. And the thing I thought about that I kind of settled in on last night and, you know, kind of let me work with this here is, like, I think of confidence in a lot of ways as a gas tank for goaltenders. And you don't want to run out of gas, run out of confidence, and end up feeling like you're running on empty, right? But you never want to get that gas tank too full, because then you're running heavy and you're going to be slow, right? So there's a balance to find there. And I think Hellebuck had been, for so long, running on full bore and just chugging along, that when now it gets into that playoffs and he's had this history of struggling and not performing that well, and it's kind of built and built and gotten worse and worse every year. I think no matter what happens in the regular season, your tank drains going into playoffs, and then you got to build it back up.
Yeah, well,
and the struggle there is you're living and dying by every save, every shot, every play, and every positive play that you make is deposited. You know, you got $5 in the gas tank. All right, I can make it another 2 miles here. Here we go. And then you give one up, and that, because you don't have anything to go on, it hurts that much more.
And isn't the guy on the other side the complete opposite of this?
100%.
Isn't Binnington, like, hey, he's pretty good in the regular season. He's had some bad years, too. But, right, the big game. I mean, they were the two goalies in the Four Nations final. And who made, was it three unbelievable saves on Matthews in overtime to keep that thing alive? It was Binnington. So... I mean, he lets in a tip goal eventually. I wouldn't say that was like the softest goal he ever let.
No, no.
I mean, it's such a different
polar opposite.
Yeah, they're just couldn't be more different, the two of them both, and that's not only in that way of in confidence, but it also goes right back to their games.
Yeah,
you watch Binnington play, and it's aggressive, and everything's kind of it almost looks scary when he's playing. Whereas as Hellebuck is so just buttoned up and tight and just moving around. He doesn't get out of his crease. But we saw that change last night. And when you're running on that empty confidence tank like that, I think you saw, especially me as like studying the game this much, you see him in that overtime, in the first overtime. He had that big slap shot save early. You see he's like a foot out of his crease. And for Connor Hellebuck, that's like completely uncharted territory. And that is just... I don't trust my game right now. I know I can get out here. I'm just going to get out and let this puck hit me. Because my hands and my mind are not where I want them to be. I've got to compensate for something here. And I have a lot of respect for that move, because it would be easy to just go, I play this way. This is how I've always played. I'm not going to waver off of this. And he adjusted and played great in both overtimes. And they get it done. And I think he deserves some props for recognizing and being self-aware in his own game. I can't play deep with passive hands like I always have. I've got to make an adjustment here.
Well, that might all be true and accurate, and game one, Softy goes in next round. See ya.
Exactly. Like, that tank, there's a hole in the tank.
Yeah, like I built, you know, you rebuild yourself to get through the double overtime.
Yeah. Should I be disappointed that he's
less likely to get run out of town now?
If he was likely at all to get run out of town.
I mean,
and
you know, what were you supposed to do if you were Winnipeg?
What did you want? You wanted the joke where the Sabres can trade for a goalie bat in the playoffs because they don't make the playoffs? You wanted that joke?
Hey, we could have fired back up.
You wanted that joke for months?
Didn't yeah, maybe. Did we have this conversation or this debate a couple years ago whether we would trade Levi for Hellebuck straight up?
We did.
And a lot of people said they wouldn't do that.
That's right.
How many people would have said that last night if they had lost?
That's a good question.
Not enough is the question.
That's right.
I would say
That's
not
right.
enough.
Well,
no,
I mean, hey.
I don't feel as able to have that discussion this morning.
A question I have about Winnipeg and this win for them. They win in seven games and incredible moments. Do they have a goal horn? The highlight is missing a horn.
I didn't hear it. Just on the last goal or on the note of the
game seven? I mean, maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's broken. I mean, I felt like I watched a highlight that was missing a goal horn. Does this have it? Can you hear it? Is it low? Was it late?
Is the crowd so loud that it comes over top of it?
I was wondering. Like, go ahead. Maybe I just watched one that was missing it.
It was Thomas and Pilardi desperate to get it. Under 10 seconds to go. The Jets with an opportunity. Eels. This scores. Passes across the set. They score.
It's low.
Can you believe it?
It's low,
You can almost not hear it. So loud in there, you can almost not hear it. All right.
They must maybe they just don't have it turned up very high.
And that's not the TNT broadcast. That's the Jets. That's the Jets TV. Sportsnet, yeah. Because I think TNT might have it even lower. Kenny Albert's on the call, I believe, for the Game 7 win.
Does the arena just have it that low?
I don't know.
Or
is it just that loud?
I would rather have the fill of crowd noise in it with just a lower goal horn rather than, you know, you can't even hear the crowd going crazy because it's just bland, like over the top.
Yeah, I like a good loud horn.
No, I'd rather.
I like a good loud horn. I miss the siren.
A loud horn is for the crowds or for the arenas that don't have any crowd in it.
Nah, I think that's nonsense. The Sabres back in the day had a horn and a siren, and it was loud in there.
I do miss the siren.
The siren was pretty cool. You know,
I miss the siren with the smoke coming out of the out of the Jumbotron a lot.
But how could you not think of
how long ago did that stop?
The siren?
No, the smoke. Well, the siren definitely stopped
sure.
immediately after 06, didn't it?
It all stopped when Let Me Clear My Throat showed up. That's pretty much how, that's pretty much how it worked. That era.
Yeah.
Did it get you thinking about the Drury goal? Of course. Like,
yeah.
The greatest, I mean, that's the best moment in the arena, and the second best one to that one would be, you know, back in what?
No, for me, that's the Briere. Only one to compare it to, really. Right? Like the Briere one, but again, no one remembers the Briere one because they lost.
Well, there's Briere against the Flyers. Right, there's the goal, that wins it, and then there's the goal that saves you from certain defeat.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of the late game tying goal. And even though Drury's goal was late, 7 seconds left, they weren't like season's over if he doesn't score.
No, they go down to New York down 3-2.
Yeah, and maybe you feel like they would be over, but it wouldn't be. You'd have a chance. And that is Winnipeg's season ends in 1.6 seconds if that goal doesn't find the back of the net. So I've got the Drury goal, but I don't have anything on that level. In a game seven especially. I can't remember anything close to it here.
And Winnipeg with 116 points on the season, the number one team in the NHL.
Right.
Like the Blues had 96.
Right. It's almost like they saved more than just their season. They saved, like, an identity, almost, because 116 points. I bet there were a lot of people who were just like, yeah, but they're Winnipeg. They're Winnipeg. You know, power play and goaltending, and, you know, they've been the same team for... Feels like they've been the same team for 7 years,
yep.
And it's largely the same core. They have a couple differences. Perfetti, who you saw score the goal yesterday, he's a difference, but... Like, it's still Scheifele, and it's still, you know, a lot of these same guys. Ehlers is still there after being on the trade market like 10 years ago.
One thing they saved was the President's Trophy being bad. Because they been knocked out in the first round, it would have been another loss and another next year. You know, look at what teams that win the President's Trophy do, 116 points. I mean, congratulations. Nobody really cares.
Right. Right.
So they saved that narrative that winning that is bad and being a good team is bad. But, man, scenes.
Yeah, 4 of their last 6 playoff appearances before last night, they lost in the first round. So they've been one of these teams that can't get that far, even though they make it almost every single year. It's their 4th straight year making it. So I think they saved a lot last night with that goal.
One thing, if I could relate this to the Bills, when you watch all these other leagues and storylines, like the Bills have had the same fate for a few seasons now, whether it's divisional round or the AFC Championship game.
Uh-huh.
It kind of drives home that it is just an elimination. Here's Winnipeg, almost the best team in hockey, out in the first round. And that's never happened to the Bills, where they've done that, where they've lost their first playoff game as the better team. That's never happened to them. So they're always on the road when they ultimately fall short, except against the Chiefs that one year. But NBA too. Hey, Rockets, great season. You got a bad matchup against the Warriors. You're out. Thanks for coming. It is hard to win. It's hard to be the last team standing. And, man, like the stakes and the things that get said about your team, the things that get said about you along the way when you lose, it starts to rewrite everything you believed about them. And, you know, whether that happens with the Bills at some point, we all believe in Allen. Building their receiver core last week was a big conversation, and Bean's got points about that, how that can succeed, and now the focus is back on McDermott. I had somebody write to me on Twitter yesterday when I posted about Hellebuck say, it's the Bills' defense in the playoffs. That's Hellebuck.
Yeah.
He's one of the best, and then get him in the playoffs, and it's not the same. And that point for the Bills' defense, I don't know, there are reasons, right? There have been injuries. There have been a couple things along the way, whether it's Benford gets hurt last year or no linebackers the year before. But
they've had an important injury in pretty much every play. You could say about, like, this doesn't happen often, but you could say about almost every playoff matchup, well, it might have turned out differently if they had blank.
Right.
You could even say that 13-second game, you could say, well, if they had Tredavious White.
You could say that about the 13-second game.
You're not going to get very far.
You could also say if the Chiefs didn't lose their starting safety, maybe Gabe doesn't go for 200.
Exactly, which is why like the excuse-making can only go so far. Right. I think maybe the most real one is when they had to play A.J. Klein at linebacker because they were out of linebackers.
Maybe.
And last year, it's Benford goes out and Elam comes in, and he's playing scared the whole day.
Along the way, you know, right. Like I guess it all depends how far you want to go on the injury conversation because –
I don't want to go like. Well,
If you want to go to Benford last year, I'm sure a Ravens fan could say we didn't have Zay Flowers.
All right,
they didn't have Zay Flowers in the divisional round.
Forgot about that.
That's right. Zay Flowers did not play.
Forgot they didn't have Zay Flowers.
Would have been potentially something that could have made a difference. So,
yeah,
I mean, everybody's got injuries. You want to give grace to it at some point, but how far do you go? Losing Benford was huge. I mean, he got hurt in the Raven game and came back, and we wondered if he could play, and it looked like he can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a huge loss.
Who would be the Hellebuck then? Would that be McDermott?
I don't know.
Hellebuck, though, this is where the comparison is a little different because Hellebuck, it is like a clear mental thing that is happening with him. Like, your best player gets to the playoffs and he's just cracking. That would be more like if Allen was showing up to the playoffs and was throwing like 10 interceptions.
Right. That's
which is the opposite of what happened
to
them.
Lamar had that for a little while. I don't think that really sits with him. It's definitely not the Hellebuck level. I mean, Lamar in the playoffs.
It's not to that degree.
Not at all. Not at all. But again, Hellebuck wins. So he kind of gets to rewrite history starting in round two here if they can, you know.
Or he
get
could,
better results, or he could just melt down more.
I was going to say, his save percentage could dip down into the 700s, and it might be even worse.
Yep. 803-0550. All right, coming up on the show today, plenty to get to. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton. Tage Thompson scored a bunch of goals for Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Tage is, I don't know if he's the first ever to do this, he's on a revenge tour against America and scoring goals.
While wearing the Team USA jersey.
That's right, because he did not go to the Olympics, did not go to the Four Nations, and he's on a revenge tour, scored a bunch of goals for Team USA in a game against Germany.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Paul about that. We'll get a preview also on Rochester and Devin Levi on their next series as they move forward through this this Calder Cup playoffs. We'll talk with Carl Jones about the Bills and their offseason, and we'll dig into that a little bit as well. Now that the offseason's kind of over, they have 89 rostered players, space for two more. They can go to 91 because of that International Pathways program. So Carl Jones on the Bills and Sal at 8:30 to recap the Micah Hyde charity softball game, which always is a good time. Looked like everybody had a good time there, despite the weather, which wasn't a total washout. You know, a little wet, a little damp, a little cold, but the Micah Hyde charity softball game got in, and we'll get Sal's full recap of that. So that's what's on the docket for today. I've got a couple of things to get to. The stats of the day, we've got incredible stats of the day, whether it's Peter DeBoer or Secretariat, both of them had over the weekend stats that to me were incredible. So plenty to get to on this Monday morning. High of 70 today. It's going to be maybe a little overcast, a little rain in the afternoon.
Rain, yeah.
Rain in the afternoon, but temps up to about 70 degrees. So join us if you will, 803-0550. Hopefully you won on the Derby. Enjoyed yourself the weekend. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Dion, again, Fleury. Looking for the tip. It's a pass. Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. Tip. They score! Series over! And the hero is Adam Lowry!
The Winnipeg Jets beat the Blues in seven games. They score in regulation with 1.6 seconds left to go, the latest the Game 7 equalizer had ever been scored. They win it in the second overtime. The Bandits win over the weekend as well. They'll be home for the start of the NLL Finals. Looking to go back-to-back-to-back.
Three-peat.
Yeah.
Although you can't say that. You got to get Pat Riley's permission.
That's right.
So stupid.
We're going to call it a...
Yeah, we're going to get a new name for it. A triple...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Triple something.
I don't know.
While I think of that, by the way, Pionk, who you heard on the call there, who had the assist, that was his third assist of the night, played 46 minutes last night, led the whole game in ice time. Not that he's somebody you would get that excited about, but he's the number one right shot defenseman in free agency.
There you go.
If you want to go overpay a defenseman, Buffalo, Kevin Adams.
Yes, so there you go. I would like to overpay a defenseman. Should I want them to root? I mean, of course, the answer to this is yes. Like, win the lottery tonight? Draft lottery tonight?
Well, I've seen this take out there.
No,
if you want them to trade the pick.
For what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They won't trade it if they're number one, because nobody ever trades
the number one
pick.
Go ahead and win the lottery, and then instead of trading the pick, trade a player.
Right, right.
Maybe if you win the lottery, you trade, just the first name that came to mind here, and you don't have to, don't go for me on this, but Paterka, because you won the lottery. Like, well, all right, maybe we, who can we sell high on and not make our team better in a different way? I don't want them to trade Paterka, but anyway.
Sure, no.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The NFL announcing that Washington will host the 2027 draft. Axios reporting that. So the timeline is Pittsburgh next, and that's going to be at, is it North Shore Park? Something like that. North Shore Point Park, something. Hold on, I'll find the exact words for that on what it is. But Pittsburgh's hosting the draft, and then Washington at the National Mall.
Yeah.
And then the Bills are on the clock in terms of having applied for it. So the Bills applied for, are formally going to apply for 2028 or 2029 to host the draft. The stadium will be open. As we've seen, it probably won't be in the stadium. The draft is outside. It's, is it going to be in a parking lot? Is the Bills' best idea a parking lot and a tailgate kind of draft? They have lots of room for that.
Yeah.
That's what Green Bay was. Green Bay was outside the stadium. In a gussied up parking lot.
Are they going to put it in the parking lot outside the new stadium, we're saying?
Well, they would have to. I mean,
not.
Or
because the old stadium will probably be down by then.
It'll be gone. There will be room for that. So if over there there's space, I think we're looking at, I mean, you could say Outer Harbor, downtown. You could shoot for any number of things you want to shoot for. But
right.
Green Bay just did it next to the stadium outside.
Dallas, when they did it years ago, what was it, 6-7 years ago, they did do it inside their stadium. So it's been done, but you are, I think, capping how many people then can attend, because...
And Dallas is a bigger stadium.
It is, right? It holds 100-something thousand. And you're obviously blocking off, because the stage has got to go somewhere, you're blocking off like a concert. Like, you're blocking off a quarter of the stadium, probably.
And it feels like the event itself has gotten bigger.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know how many places would put it in a stadium. I don't think the Bills would. I mean, that stadium, the new stadium is going to be, what, 62,000? And that seems really small for a draft, which the numbers of the draft are constantly pointing that, oh, it's 100,000 people come in every single day and come to the draft. So, I don't know. But they're on the clock, because now that 2026, I mean, we knew that one was awarded. Now that 2027 was awarded, 2028 is next up. National Mall for Washington, right there by the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
America's favorite day of the year, the draft.
Yeah, that's an interesting spot. When I saw that, I think that should be pretty cool. Shouldn't they just start doing that? Just put the draft in, like, random, beautiful settings? Remember when the NHL played an outdoor game at Lake Tahoe?
That's right. Was,
just put the draft in front of, like, a beautiful mountain. Do it in Mount Rushmore.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, just start going around national landmarks. Because at this point, if it's just a parking lot, you just need empty space.
That's right. They did Vegas, right? The NFL did Vegas on the Strip.
And they did it on the Strip, yeah. So, yeah, I guess they're not doing it in stadiums
anymore. They did Nashville on Broadway.
Yep. All this after, it was just Radio City Music Hall for so many years.
For a long time.
Like, until Brady Quinn, maybe, is the final time that happened. I remember him going up to Roger Goodell's suite because he was so embarrassed when he was out there on the floor for so long.
Yeah, there's no more green rooms for guys to just sit in forever.
No, not really.
Just waiting for your name to be called. That doesn't happen anymore.
No. They have the lounge area, which is where Max Hairston was, you know, dapping up everybody walking by.
That's right.
That's almost the same, a little bit. But you don't have as many, like, oh, embarrassing, this guy's still in the green room moments as you used to. I'll be curious to see what they do, because it does feel like, to show off the new stadium, you'll want to be inside the new stadium. But, right, I guess it'll have to be, how much are they okay with having in the seats?
Well, by then you'll have
you can't two, have all the seats full, but you have to add in the people that'll be on the field.
You'll also have two full seasons in the stadium by the time this draft shows up, 2026 and 2027.
Right.
And the outside will look nice. So you can still kind of show it off if it's going to be in the parking lot. Again, by the way, they have to be chosen. They have not won it yet.
No.
They have to win the bid. They've expressed an interest in hosting it. They have to win that bid, which I would expect that they will. I do wonder how much they just went to Green Bay, and Adam Schefter wore a hoodie with his jacket, so it must have been chilly.
Yeah, he didn't do it well, by the way. Did you see it?
I did, but I wonder how the league feels about, okay, and how the Bills feel about, you know, April. Are we all nervous about that one?
See, that's why I think you'd want to be in the new stadium, because of wind confusion and you got the overhang and it's a little drier. Yeah, like if it had been like yesterday,
or this weekend, which isn't even like the worst it could be, but it was rainy the whole time and
not
gray.
Not fun. The draft meets the British Open. Like, that's what that would have been if it was this weekend.
Right. I mean, imagine if it was snowing the weekend of the draft happened. Right. You would never
close
hear
up
the
shop.
End.
Close up
never
shop.
Never hear the end of it.
803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. So, yes, Washington gets the draft in 2027. Yes, 2027.
Yep.
And the Bills have formally looked into or asked about 2028 and 2029 to get to the draft. Maybe raise a banner while we're there, you know? Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, everyone would love that, I think, to enter into the new stadium with, right?
Up with a banner?
Sure.
Schedule comes out in 9 days.
Yeah. Yep.
How much of the last year at Highmark? How much of that matters to you? The last year at Highmark?
It does. It does. I mean, it hasn't hit right now, and I don't know how emotional or unemotional I expect to be when it's, you know, the last game in the stadium, the last regular season game specifically, because, you know, we won't know if it's the final playoff game. We could know it's the final playoff game, I guess, in some instances. I don't know. Like, it's, for me, how many, like, we're getting more and more amazing moments now. But, so it's not as nostalgic, I guess, because they all kind of feel top of mind. All the greatest moments that I can think of experiencing in that stadium. Because for me, I mean, I'm growing up during the drought. So, you know, how nostalgic can you get about, what, Leotis McKelvin kick return touchdowns and, you know, games where they won 13-10 to go to 5-6. But for someone that lived through the 90s, I bet it'll be and even back to the 70s with OJ, like, I'm sure this will be a very emotional send-off.
Part of what you're getting at there also might be, you know, nostalgia is a thing that a team leans into when there's not something better to pay attention to.
Right.
And
which is why the Sabres are basking in it for the last couple of years.
Right. Whereas, you know, if the Bills are throwing nostalgia out there this year for the final year of the stadium, that's all well and good and welcome, but the present day is about as good as it gets.
Right.
Like, I'm watching the present day Bills and thinking, the old times. We had a lot of fun here. Are they going to beat the Eagles? Because they're home against the Eagles this year.
Right.
And they're home against the Bengals this year. And the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Right. Like, the final regular season game at the stadium. What if it's for the one seed? What would it be more about? It might be more about the send-off of the stadium, but we'll go into that week thinking like, oh, this is the game for the one seed. You win and you clinch it. You finally get it over Kansas City. And it's also the final game at the stadium.
Well, it would be superseded 2 weeks later by the game that's in the playoffs.
Also that.
Another part of it, right? If this were a drought era year, we might say, like, oh, here's the last game of the stadium in January, early January, but the playoffs will make it different.
Right. So I do care, though, about enough that when the schedule comes out in 9 days and the build-up to it, I will care about who their final regular season game is against and who they are going to match up with, because I'm assuming they'll do a lot of their ceremony or, you know, giveaways. I don't know what they have planned for the send-off, but whatever it is, I would expect a lot of that to come in the final regular season game.
Yeah.
They wouldn't wait for the playoffs because it's just a little more uncertain. So I'll be curious to see who they play in that game, and I would expect it's going to be like Miami.
I would expect Miami.
Like, I'd almost be, I don't want to say I'd be stunned, but I would expect Miami.
Me too. Close the stadium, Miami in December/January.
Perfect.
A cold weather game against Miami to close the season.
And would they even do that with the rivalry uniforms? No, you don't want to do that. You'd want to wear nostalgia, right? Would you want to wear brand new in the last game at the old stadium?
No. That's a fly in the ointment. That rivalry game is going to have to be before then, because they're going to want to sell the jerseys.
Okay, so maybe it's not Miami then.
Maybe not.
Because Miami, you're going to want to do earlier in the year. If that's Miami.
Right. Are we just assuming the rivalry game is Miami? It could be the Jets. It could be the Patriots. But we just kind of assume it's Miami.
I mean, I think it probably will be, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
Yep.
So at that point, if you've got Miami earlier, then give me New England at home for the final game, I think.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Have some real good stat of the day fodder for you. I mean, first off, on the hockey How about last night? This is not the stat of the day. But over the weekend, it's happened five times in NHL history that a team has rallied from down two in Game 7 to win. Happened five times in NHL history and twice this weekend.
Yeah.
Happened three times before.
Three times in NHL history, before. Like 100 years of history.
Yep. You take a 2-0.
That should tell you how special this weekend was. Right,
a 2-0 lead. I'll lock that down. It's over.
Right.
Twice this weekend. It wasn't enough.
I mean, for years, I still remember the Bruins doing it to the Leafs. That was a 3-goal deficit, though.
Yeah.
They were down 3 with like 5 minutes to go, maybe even. No, less than that. Less than that. And then they win it in overtime. Yeah, that's pretty wild to have that happen twice.
803-0550, our number. We'll chat with Paul, 7:30 on Tage and the Rochester run. Carl Jones at 8, Sal at 8:30 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Monday morning, Jeremy and Joe. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So that means it was May 4th yesterday. I noticed over the weekend, were you driving around and saw signs on the thruway that were in Star Wars language?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Noticed them.
I noticed on Saturday. Arrive safely, you will. Like Yoda making the street signs or whatever.
The way you said Star Wars language, I thought you meant like the lettering they use.
The font?
Like the different languages that they speak in Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know those languages, but
I don't either. But
Star Wars vernacular,
like Chewie's language.
Han Solo says, "Slow down."
Yeah, yeah.
That was one that I saw. Yeah, if you were driving the thruway, you saw some of that stuff.
Did you watch one of them in Celebration?
Did not.
You know what? I almost did, but there were playoffs on last night. I'm like, May 4th. I should watch it. I should start Andor. I should start Andor tonight. I'm like, because I'm like, watch one of the other movies. I'm like, I've seen all the movies. Revenge of the Sith is back in theaters. I was going to do that. I'm like, Andor should be the next move I make in Star Wars because everybody says it's awesome.
I would tell you that Andor is the best thing that Star Wars has ever made.
Which is a lot to say. That's crazy.
That series, yes, I would say it's certainly the best thing to come out since, you know, the original three.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Better than anything else.
If I were going to rewatch one of the movies, though, for yesterday to celebrate, I would have watched obviously episode three.
And I say that as I'm not a hater at all. Just not everything that Star Wars does do I think is amazing.
Yeah, no, you're a prequel hater.
Definitely, because those
outrageous.
Were objectively bad.
No,
they were horrible.
Great classics. They're classics.
I am someone that, you know, watches all the new shows and thinks it'd be really nice if they could just ever get away from Luke Skywalker for 5 minutes. That's generally what I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but Andor's awesome. It's great. Totally different story. Of course, it like plays into the saga and the universe, but yeah, I would highly recommend Andor. And I've got to get on season two. Got to do
it. Season two's out already?
Yeah, starting to come out. So, no. Happy, today's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
May. May's got Derby Day, Star Wars Day, Cinco de Mayo, like these.
Just to kick it off.
Just kind of these pick and choose holidays as you will. You know, what do you want to celebrate? Go for it.
Yeah.
Have a margarita on Cinco de Mayo if you want to, or watch Star Wars on the 4th. Sometimes they cross over and you get, you know, the Derby on May 4th or May 5th.
Yeah. And then you get to Memorial Day eventually.
The Derby was wet. Mud.
Mm-hmm.
Anything super incredible happen?
We kind of feel like it was just a good old running of the Kentucky Derby.
Right. We didn't get any sort of Josh Allen pictured with Patrick Mahomes.
No, I didn't see that.
Who was that? Who was that a couple years ago? There was a big controversy about somebody
at the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, like Brady was somebody with Brady? Matt Castle, who was on the Bills, was with Brady or something.
Oh,
I'm remembering.
Was he on the Bills when there were like all the New England teammates, New England teammates went.
And Castle went?
Yeah.
That might have been it. A little mini controversy, schmontroversy kind of situation.
Okay. It wasn't involving Eric Wood, was it? Because Eric always goes down there.
Yep. Saw Eric's
pictures.
He has
a strip.
Looked like he had a good time.
Yeah.
Owen Almighty top five finish.
I saw.
I thought, man, it was close. He was number two at some point.
Yeah.
Like maybe going into the final turn. Hey, Nick DeRober told us on Friday. I asked him anything could happen, which I took that to mean he didn't think Owen Almighty was going to do all that well. But he did. He came close. Hey.
What can I tell you? How the Derby reminded me of a third of the Sabres. Because we were on, and Nick DeRober had Luxor Cafe, the seven horse. Like, we're on Luxor Cafe. And, you know, of course, so I've got a little bit on number seven. And the starting bell rings, and everybody gets out, and he had a terrible start. I thought, that's like the Sabres' 13-game losing streak right there. Like, you know what? You're not going to come back from that. I think he's just hemmed in. It's over.
Yeah.
Maybe too much relating to the Sabres.
I'm looking at a list of celebrities that were seen at the Kentucky Derby. One of them is Ian Rappaport. And it is funny that, like, you look at the pictures, everybody's got, you know, something fancy on, you know, here's, I don't know who J.D. Shelburne is, but he's got, like, a suit with roses on it. And, like, everyone's got something crazy on. And then there's just Ian Rappaport just wearing the regular old suit that he'd wear on NFL Network. Like, didn't do anything, you know, wild or crazy at all.
The biggest pop in our house for the celebrity that was on television was Simone Biles. When my daughter says Simone Biles, she's very excited about that. So, yeah, we watched the race with friends and the kids and, you know, horse racing. 803-0550. All right, when we get back, I put up a Twitter poll about the Bills offseason. Let's get some grades on this Bills offseason. What do you think? I only put up A, B, C, or F. You want to comment on pluses and minuses, throw them our way. But the offseason's over. Don't expect any big move from this point. You know, a defensive lineman you've never heard of probably added in the mix or something. But teams are going to start picking up the free agent wire, and we'll get the Bills. Our thoughts on this and get yours as well. 803-0550. How did the Bills do? Full offseason picture. How's it look? Jeremy and Joe coming up on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.